Good morning and welcome to the Sabian podcast. This is Lisa Meyerson, and today I'm going to be going over today's new moon Sabian symbols and aspects. And it's been an interesting time that we're living in, and there are so many military aspects that are happening. And I did a podcast based on just the military symbols that are currently happening right now, and it's pretty alarming. And so, you know, it's just fascinating how much synchronicity there is with the Sabian symbols and the degrees. And it's really fascinating to me how Elsie Wheeler channeled this with working with Mark Edmund Jones to create this type of astrology. There are other systems of symbols, and I'm not familiar with them, but this one I was mentored by Linda Hill with, and I was in her group, the Sabian Symbol Research Group, and then she ended up leaving Facebook and made me the admin of her group. And one of these days, I hope she'll come back, but I think she's actually pretty happy not being on Facebook. A lot of people have left Facebook, and I wonder if it's also the Saturn in Aquarius, like the kind of the cancel culture. Saturn will be like a pair of scissors, like it'll cut off or contract, create a lot of like narrowness in that. And then Aquarius is about ideals and the collective consciousness. So, and then it can also be about mass communication. And so I think it's interesting that so many people have left social media and are just perfectly fine not being part of it. And I've also found for myself that there are things that I might be better off not knowing about people if I didn't, you know, I've been able to find things out online about things that are happening. So sometimes social media can be a blessing and a curse. So like, you know, finding information out about somebody is too easy these days, but sometimes it's ultimately very necessary. But yeah, I find it's just another vehicle for communication, and just like anything, it has its shadow side as well. But with Saturn in Aquarius, it seems like the shadow is longer. And then Pluto will be going from Capricorn into Aquarius in, I believe, 2023. And that'll be very interesting because it'll be for a couple decades or more. And that will be, Pluto's the Lord of the underworld and death and resurrection. And there'll be complete innovation possibly, but currently Pluto is in Capricorn and the plutocracy has ruled this whole time. And when Pluto went into Capricorn, I believe it was 2008, that was when things like the Citizens United got voted in, and the Big Short, the housing bubble, that was when Obama had rescued the banks, and there's been this incredible inequality with Pluto and Capricorn. Capricorn rules big business. You know, it also rules older people or elderly people. And interestingly enough, we have this like gerontocracy, basically. So I'm curious to see how our politicians, they'll probably end up getting younger. We'll have, you know, I think a lot of people are, you know, sadly will die off. And then we'll have this kind of a changing of the guard. And so the people in power will likely be younger people. And so I'm curious to see if it'll be, you know, there's going to be some positive things about it and there's going to be shadow. And with Pluto being there, I think it'll be somewhat of a mob mentality on the shadow side. So we'll see. The other thing I thought of with Pluto and Aquarius, that it could be like Aquarius is also the aquarium. And I wondered if there'll be some decades of massive flooding, like Pluto destroying the aquarium, if that makes sense. So, you know, the thing with astrology is we can interpret it several ways. And it is something that, like on some of the groups that I'm in. I'm in a mundane astrology group, and it's great fun. I love my colleagues there. I'm actually a moderator there, and one of my favorite people in astrology, Nefri Balthazar, is the admin, and another colleague that I adore is Jerry Cattell. And we just have so much fun talking about things, very, very open-minded. And I think we have other people who are a little bit more like fearful. But I'm finding that there's a lot of great ideas. On the Sabian symbol group, personally, what I'd like, I find that like 90% of the posts are from me. And I've been asking for some input from other people and asking people to tell their stories, and it's been really, really great. But every once in a while, there's somebody who doesn't participate in the group or post, and then they'll just comment that I'm doing it wrong, or you shouldn't interpret these symbols that way. This is the right way to do it. And I'm going to be writing something on that group about really, I want people to make mud pies with this. I want people to play around with it, because Sabian symbols are basically they're to be played with. They're like astrological tarot cards. They're something like one of my favorite astrologers, Achyuta Bhava Das, had said. He talked about erotic symbolism, that you can interpret something in a million different ways. And that's how I want people to use the Sabian symbols. It doesn't have to be all for transpersonal things or personal things. I apply it sometimes literally. It can be used very, very symbolically. And I love to apply it with historical events, with events that are happening currently. And I find it really fascinating. So that's how I use them myself. And just so you know, there is no wrong way to use the Sabian symbols. You can, like, I've actually found myself being fascinated with them when I applied them to my progressed moon back in 2018. Sadly, it was when my father died, and my progressed moon was on. It was on the, gosh, where my moon, I think it was Taurus. Yeah, it was in Taurus by progression, and it's in Gemini natally. But it was on the widow, over an open grave degree, the month that my father died. And then 2 months later, I went to India, and it was on the woman from Samaria is drinking water from Jacob's well. And that progressed moon symbol was so appropriate for traveling through India with my friend who is from Delhi and her family, and the way that they invited us into their home. And we were celebrating Diwali with them. And it was so wonderful to be part of that celebration and to be an outsider and to be welcomed into their home. And so just looking at that, and another way I love to apply it is with my progressed sun. And the progressed sun is there for 1 year, and it's like a story for the year. And I found that it makes a lot of sense, like a theme for the year. So there's just so many ways to use the symbols. And so I started to apply it to current events and historical events, and to see what symbol the degree was. And I just found a lot going on. And so then I started to follow current events and make a list, and I publish it on my own personal page and my astrology pages. And then I started to create this podcast for friends, basically, because I have a hard time writing. And I just thought it would be a great idea to just describe what's going on in the podcast, because it's just easier for me to do than writing it down. And so that's how this podcast got created. So it's sort of a labor of love. I do feel like it's I'm not doing it for money. I've actually made about $12 on it since I started creating the podcast, so I'm sure I'm doing it wrong. I'm sure there's another way that I can monetize it. If you do want to donate, you're welcome to. But I just kind of do it for my own benefit and for my friends who are curious about it. But I do want to say that there is no wrong way to do it. I would love it if you would join the page and contribute and play with me. It is just so much fun. So anyway, that's on the Sabian Symbol Research Group on Facebook. So anyway, that is sort of, let's see here. So I wanted to start on changing the subject here. The new moon on March 2nd, 2022, which is today, I'm recording that today. The moon and sun are conjunct at 13 Pisces. And again, with the symbols, you always round up to the next degree, unless it's actually exact 0 minutes, which is very rare, but it can happen. But 99.9% of the time, you round up to the next degree. So the sun and moon at 13 Pisces, a sword used in many battles, is now in a museum. Conjunct Jupiter at 15 Pisces, an officer drilling his men in a simulated attack. That's as we know, the there's a war in Ukraine. I just saw this morning that the Holocaust Memorial in Ukraine was bombed. Several civilian targets have been bombed. And so that was the first thing I thought about with the sun and moon being there. The sword used in many battles is now in a museum. And Jupiter at 15 Pisces. Jupiter is often it's a benefic, but also it's something that will increase and expand. And it's in water. And an officer drilling his men in a simulated attack. Seeing still a lot of war and a lot of suffering here. And then, of course, that Holocaust memorial being very, very emblematic of this new moon. And oftentimes I do find the new moon carries over for the next week or two, like as sort of a chapter in our lives. And let's see what happens. I do see this new moon is also sextile Uranus at 12 Taurus. Symbol is a young couple walking down Main Street window shopping. Some of the things I've been seeing is the world opening up with the coronavirus restrictions being lifted, so people being able to go out more. There have been more protests on the street as well in many, many countries regarding this. And so the collective here, I would say that we're all going out more and joining with our friends more and feeling a bit safer from the coronavirus. That's where Uranus is. It's also a more romantic placement for Uranus. But yeah, this new moon makes me feel really, really, really sad, and it's really difficult. Mercury at 20 Aquarius. Oh, and just going back to that, the new moon conjunct Jupiter sextile Uranus. It's actually by sign and aspect, it's somewhat more smooth. Like last month's new moon was. It was the new moon conjunct Saturn and square Uranus, and it was in Aquarius, and it was so ideological and so combative and so aggressive. And I think the full moon was square the nodes. It was all in fixed signs, and it was very ideological and combative. Pardon the noise, I just got a tissue out of a box. But this new moon conjunct Jupiter sextile Uranus, new moon Jupiter and Pisces sextile Uranus and Taurus is softer, more gentle, more loving, more kind, more blended with other people, more just wanting to mesh with others. And Sexual Uranus in Taurus, it's more sensual, more attractive. So I'm hoping that there is more of this flow with it, and, pun not intended, but with the new moon being in Pisces, Pisces is very spiritual and very lovely, very connecting to our souls. And unfortunately, the Sabian symbols are about military things, but hoping that with the sign and the aspects that it's less combative and ideological than last month's new and full moons. And then Mercury is conjunct Saturn, and they're in Aquarius. And so there again is a ideological perspective conjunct Saturn, but it could be looking at things from a more mature perspective and a more limited perspective. Mercury conjunct Saturn in Aquarius could also be that communication is limited, that there's more censorship. Saturn again tends to limit things and cut things off. But I'm curious about that with Mercury being at 20 Aquarius, and the Sabian symbol is a large white dove bearing a message. And then conjunct Saturn at 19 Aquarius, a forest fire finally being quenched. So I'm wondering about that, where there's some communication, some like peace talks, and that it's done in a mature way. And hopefully there won't be the shadow side of it where it's more cut off and limited. And I'm hoping that that is something that we have, where they're able to talk with each other, and that there's more diplomacy with that. Mercury conjunct Saturn is also going to be semi-sextile Neptune at 23 Pisces. And that's an interesting thing. A materializing medium giving a seance is something I've talked about before, where I think about that materializing, like fashioning something out of nothing. The medium being maybe our social media. Things like fake news, propaganda is something that comes to mind. Propagandists, I think of sometimes our leaders are delivering false stories. Like, I think Putin is a propagandist, but I do also find that in American media, there's quite a bit of propaganda. It's really difficult sometimes to know what's true and what's not true. I see somebody like Narendra Modi being a propagandist. The media in India is very difficult. I also see this, like things that we don't know, like arms sales going to countries, like just flooding places with armaments that maybe shouldn't have them. And then that also helps to escalate the conflict. And so the materializing medium giving a seance, we don't need a seance unless we have a lot of dead people, or we need a dead person to have a seance. And so that's why I often think of death and dying with this aspect. And I just want to see, Neptune will be at this degree until March 16th. So that's where Neptune is. A semi-sextile aspect, I'm just gonna Google this and give you the description, because it semi-sextile is interesting to me, because it's semi-sextile the Mercury Saturn conjunction, and it's considered to be a minor aspect, but I still see it. It connects two consecutive signs, so it's like it's right next to Mercury Saturn in a different sign, almost exactly 30 degrees, and it indicates a connection between two opposing energies, because consecutive signs always belong to different elements and have different qualities. For the reason semi-sextiles are often thought of connecting two planets that have difficulty working together, or indicating difficulties or challenges because two energies that feel alien to one another need to be integrated. And an alternative view is that the sequence of signs in the zodiac is not arbitrary, but contains a deep logic. The energy inherent in each sign of the zodiac is a prerequisite for the following one. So, Mercury in Saturn in Aquarius is in air, and Neptune in fixed air, and Neptune is in mutable water. And let's see. So, this understanding. Let's see here. Sorry, I'm skipping around here. For this reason, two planets connected by a semi-sextile can work constructively together while retaining their clearly defined roles. The planet in the preceding sign paves the way, as it were, for the following one. The understanding can help to create opportunities out of the difficulties associated with semi-sextiles. That's it. And then, in a literal perspective, I see it as, they're side by side and they're very different, but they're still able to work together. But also sometimes they are very compatible or incompatible, because they're side by side. And looking at communication versus propaganda, and really trying to make peace with that. Perhaps Zelensky and Putin able to make peace. So large white dove bearing a message, conjunct Saturn at 19 Aquarius, a forest fire finally being quenched, semi-sextile Neptune at 23 Pisces, a materializing medium giving a seance. So hopefully there is very clear communication over the next week or two. And then Venus at 27 Capricorn is conjunct Mars and Pluto at the same degree at 28 Capricorn. A large aviary is where Mars and Pluto are, and Venus is at a mountain pilgrimage. And that is Venus, Mars, Pluto in conjunct is very romantically intense, but it also could be like love of war. Mars is the god of war, Venus is the goddess of love, Pluto is the lord of the underworld. And so this is an interesting combination. I believe somebody had mentioned that Venus, Mars, Pluto were rising, like on the rising sign of the Russia chart. Venus at 27 Capricorn is a mountain pilgrimage. I have a friend who is from Australia and made me aware of the major flooding that's going on in Australia. And it happened to a mountain town that she is from. It started in Brisbane and then continued on, and is now in like all over Australia. And where she is from is a town that is like a pilgrimage. And then Mars and Pluto in Capricorn, a large aviary. She described that there was an airport that got completely washed away, and you see all these airplanes that are just floating in the water. And thinking about that with Saturn at 19 Aquarius, a forest fire finally being quenched because there are major fires in Australia. This is another way to interpret the symbols. And seeing the new moon in Pisces, Jupiter in Pisces, Jupiter in mutable water would be expanding flooding, because Jupiter is the planet again of expansion. And then also, Venus, Mars, and Pluto are sextile Neptune. Neptune is also the god of the ocean. Seeing that it's so major flooding in that part of the world. And again, Mars and Pluto in 28 Capricorn could be all about fighter jets, bombs, like that, the Air Force, and so on. The other way that it could be is social media. The way that, like Twitter, the way that we chat and interact with each other. So there could be some possibly destructive fake news or destructive news, ways that we communicate with each other. We might be especially aggressive to each other. So that would be a great way to not be. Meditating on that Sabian symbol, Mercury at 20 Aquarius, a large white dove bearing a message. The other thing that I'm seeing is that Venus, Mars, and Pluto are actually trine the North Node at 26 Taurus, which is there from February 28 until March 5th. And that North Node symbol is a Spaniard serenading his señorita. And Venus, Mars, and Pluto are 26 Scorpio at the same time, and that's American Indians making camp in a new territory. And so I would say the way for us to go personally would be to make love and not war. The Spaniard serenading his señorita, you know, it's very interesting. I just met somebody who is a tango teacher and a tango performer. And I would say that, like, to spend time around beauty and love and romance, if you can. You know, it's been fun to talk with somebody who's devoted their last decade or so to this art. And the way not to be or to move away from would be territorial tribalness. But seeing that the South Node is here, that's another military aspect. And you know, I'm seeing this, the convoy in the 40-mile-long convoy that the Russians have in Ukraine approaching Kyiv. So, you know, it's just really depressing and sad to see the way that these symbols are playing out in real time, and trying to see them in a more imaginative way. But definitely, I love that right now. I've just met this person and have been having nice conversations with this person with a North Node here. So I would be curious to hear how they are working for you, and if there's any feedback or interpretation that you have that I haven't covered. I would love to hear that too. And so if you want to come play, join me on Facebook at the Sabian Symbol Research Group. And I just ask that if you do join, be willing to contribute and to participate and really just find your own way of working with them. And then you can also find me at Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group too. And if you would like to work with me, I do one-on-one readings as well. You can find me at lisameyerson@gmail.com. And that is it. And I look forward to hearing your feedback on this. And I hope you have a wonderful week and are able to be that couple walking down Main Street, or the Spaniard serenading your señorita or señor. And that you have a very peaceful and lovely week ahead or so. And in the meantime, I will talk to you in a few days. Be well.